I'm here with former Nickelodeon star turned musician Drake Bell. Very excited. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm excited.
We're here in Chicago for your tour with Aaron Carter. You guys have been touring together for a little bit now. How's that been going?
It's been good. We've actually played a few shows. We haven't actually gotten an entire tour together. We played a few shows in L.A., and then we're doing this show out here, and we're just kind of testing it out. I was hanging out with Aaron one day, and we were like, you know, we should do something together. We should play a show or something. And then, so when he was playing at the El Rey, I came in and jumped up on stage and did a song with him. And then he came and jumped up on stage and did a song with me at a House of Blues. And then we were like, man, this, you know, we got the same kind of demographic, same, you know, all of our fans are growing up with us, and they're ready to come and rock and roll, and they're 21 now, and you know, in college and all this stuff. So I thought it would be a really cool thing to kind of pair us together. And so it was kind of just like a, kind of like an accident. It just kind of happened. So.
And did you sit down together and sort of plan out what the show should be like? Or is it more?
Well, not yet. Like, that's what we were doing. That's what we're doing now. Like, for example, we were just at dinner the other night over at Prime and Provisions. And we were like kind of mapping out. We're like, all right, this is kind of working. Like, the fans are digging it. Like, now, if we went out and actually did a tour, like, what would the show be? What would it look like? And we've been talking about, you know, maybe adding in some sketches and bringing back, like,
you know,
his old songs. Because, like, you know, he gets tired of playing I Want Candy, for example.
Yeah.
And he's like, if we can make it, like, a funny thing or something, I'm like, yeah, let's do something like, you know, like maybe I could bring in, maybe, like, Totally Kyle from Amanda's show, like, introduces you after I play.
I love that.
Maybe we do, you know, I Want Candy and, like, some, you know, we put beards on and do it all country style, or we just kind of like make the audience like remember their childhood and laugh along. Like, maybe I come out like do Tony Pajamas as a joke or something. So we've been trying to think of it as kind of like a variety show. I mean, that's the big grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll end up happening. It might just end up just being me and Aaron rocking out, you know, but I think it'd be really fun for the fans if we kind of did it a little bit like a variety show. Like, I do my set, we come out and do, or I do a few songs, then he comes out, we do a sketch together, or like, you know, or like while he's doing one of his songs, I roll out on a bike with like a big fur coat like he did in his Aaron's party video, and like we kind of pay homage to our past.
Well, I think that's great that you have fun with bringing those things back. I feel like sometimes with artists, you know, when there's that one song that people in the crowd keep yelling out, they're like, oh, I'm over that, you know, it's in the past.
Well, I mean, it happens, but, you know, that happens as an artist, but I'm such a fan of other artists. Like, I mean, I'm very fanatical when there's somebody that I love.
Yeah.
So if I go to their concert and they don't play that song, I mean, like, for example, I had a friend of mine went and saw Bon Jovi, and he left, and he's, like, so mad. He's like, he didn't play any of the songs I wanted to hear. He just played all of his, like, new stuff.
That's a bummer.
And he's like, no, I wanted to hear the hits. I wanted to hear the big stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, as an artist, you're always wanting to grow and change and play. You know, you're like, oh, I gotta play this song again. But then you start the first chords of the song, and the audience is like, yeah! You're like,
yeah,
oh, okay, all right, I gotta play it.
Yeah, you can draw on that energy from the crowd and really have fun with it. I think it's about sort of finding a balance.
Yeah, totally. I think so too. But it's also like you can't just like abandon your history and your past, you know.
And so when you're performing and when you're writing songs, are there any performers that you sort of try and emulate or that have inspired you as you've written music?
I don't think there's anybody that I try to, like, copy or emulate, but there's definitely, I mean, I'm definitely drawn my influences musically, you know. I mean, I grew up with the Beatles and the Beach Boys and Queen, and I was a big, you know, my last record was like a dream record I got to do. I just did it for fun. It was I got to work with Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats. He's my favorite guitar player, favorite band.
Cool.
You know, and Elvis and Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and all those guys were huge influences. And Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent and all the Rockabilly Cats. And then I discovered the Beatles, and it got into all of the Beatles and Beach Boys and Queen and Led Zeppelin and all of that. So I definitely draw on those influences, you know, and like the, but there's so many. I have a very eclectic array of music that I love. So it's, I don't think that I try to emulate anyone, but I definitely draw on those influences.
Well, I know that you're doing a lot of shows, and then you're also doing the voice of Peter Parker on Disney XD right now. Do you miss just like the more typical acting experiences, just being on set on a sitcom?
Well, I mean, I do that all the time. Like we,
I know you do a lot of guest spots.
Yeah, we did, I did. I'm about to start a movie when I get back into LA. We're starting September 12th. A movie called The Cover Versions for Lakeshore Entertainment, and so we did that. I just finished a movie, American Satan. We did I got to work with Malcolm McDowell, which was incredible. I mean, it's like that's you know a dream come true. And then, so I mean, I've made a bunch of movies since Drake and Josh, and so I mean,
I guess I've been waiting to see you back in a sitcom.
Yeah,
I love you so much.
Yeah, that's I mean, I love being. I do. I wouldn't say that. I can't say that I miss acting and being on screen because I still do that all the time. But yeah, I mean, even when I guested with Josh, I mean, even though it was a sitcom. It was single camera.
Right.
So it was more like Malcolm. They shot Grandfather more like a Malcolm in the Middle. You know, like it's a sitcom, but you're in the house with the, you know, you single camera. It looks shot like a movie. But I miss three camera sitcom. I mean, I miss it. I did a pilot a while ago for CBS called Fish Tank. And I mean, it was like being back home. I mean, it was like, oh, we got the three cameras. We got the set here, the smell of the. You know, the plot, during rehearsals, you have the people working on the sets, and you can smell the wood, and you're stepping over cables and everything. You're just like, oh, I'm home. Like, that's home to me. I mean, being in a recording studio is one thing, but being on a show and then having the audience come in and watch your performance and,
yeah,
and
definitely.
You get the instant gratification, the instant reaction to the laughs, you know, is what you're doing funny? Oh, well, nobody laughed. I better try it differently in this take. You know, so, yeah, I definitely would love to get back into doing a three-camera sitcom. Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to see the show, and thanks so much for talking to me. Do you want to let people know where they can find you online and your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. All the, you know, on Instagram, it's just Drake Bell, and on Twitter, it's Drake Bell, and Facebook, just Drake Bell.
Pretty
and,
easy to remember.
Snapchat, I think my Snapchat is Bellboys with a Z, like Bellboys.
Definitely check
I don't
that
really
one out.
I don't snap like as much as Josh or anything like that, but I, you know, it's pretty
fun
to see what we're doing, you know. And I'm working on new music right now, and there's going to be new music coming out, so I look forward to that. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ashley. No one cares what you're doing. You know you got a part that nobody knows.